6 Mishnah 7, Shnaim Shabbat Basru Etz Karmaim L'Sochkas Achas. Two partners who own a vineyard harvest their grapes, and they press it into one vat. But these two partners, Echad Masa ve'Echad She'eino Masa, one of them is trusted in taking Truma and Masa, and the other one is not trusted in taking Truma and Masa. So now we've got a situation where we've got one big vat of wine. It's owned by two partners, one who is trusted in tithes and one who is not trusted in tithes. Now, they can't split up the vat of wine at this point and each just go their own way, because we have a principle that you can't trade or sell produce before the tithes have been taken from it. So they can't just do that. What they have to do, what the one who takes masa, who is trusted in master, he has to do the following. Hamasa, masa eshelo, before they split up the wine, he has to take enough tithes to fully take truma and masa from his portion. And then, after they split up the wine, v'chelko b'chol makom shehu, his part is wherever it is. Explains the Kahati from a Gemara in the Yerushalmi that what this means is after they split up the wine, he then has to assume that half of the wine he's actually received belongs to the other guy, not to him. And he has to take demai tithes for half the wine that he has received. So he has actually taken, or he's actually done, he's first tithed for everything he thought he was getting, and then when he actually gets it, he has to take another tithe for the demai of half of what he actually received, because he's concerned that up to half may belong to the other guy who hasn't properly taken his tithes, because he can't be trusted in taking tithes. So that's the case of here. Now, we've explained this case according to one approach that the Kahati's taken, and it's quite an interesting thing because it's only a two-line Mishnah, but there are lots and lots of commentaries on it and lots of other different approaches, and we could spend quite a long time actually just on this one two-line Mishnah, but that's one approach as to what the Mishnah means.